These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending February 22nd, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. Facebook is removing its Onavo VPN app from the Google Play Store. The VPN service will continue to work for existing users, but eventually be shut down. Facebook used data from the app's users to conduct market research, but it has stopped the practice. Facebook has also stopped recruiting new users of the Facebook Research app for Android. The iOS versions of both of these apps were banned by Apple. Microsoft's Edge browser has a hidden whitelist to let approved domains run Flash, bypassing click-to-play. Prior to February, it included 58 domains, including several Microsoft sites, the music site Deezer, Yahoo, China's QQ, and apparently a hairdresser in Spain. In November, Google Project Zero researcher Ivan Frotrick discovered a cross-site scripting vulnerability in the whitelist mechanism and noted that the whitelist was not limited to HTTPS, allowing for man-in-the-middle attacks. As a result, Microsoft delivered a patch enforcing HTTPS and reducing the whitelist to apps.facebook.com and www.facebook.com, only for widgets larger than 298 by 298. Now, Facebook has said it asked Microsoft to remove its domains from the list as well. Adobe is sunsetting Flash in 2020, and Microsoft is moving to Edge on the Chromium engine, which has deprecated Flash already. Google announced earlier in February that the Nest Guard, hub of the Nest Secure system, would get an update, adding support for Google Assistant. That was a surprise, since the Nest Guard, which came out in September 2017, apparently came with a microphone built in that nobody knew about and was not listed by Google in the specs. Google says it was a mistake not to list it, and the mic was never activated, and users still have to turn it on themselves in settings. The mic was originally included in anticipation of future updates that would allow things like detecting the sound of broken glass. 2.7 million calls made by Swedes seeking medical advice by calling a national advice line, 1177, run by a firm called MedHelp, have been exposed online. The Swedish Data Protection Authority says it's currently investigating. According to security expert Mikko Hippinen, the phone calls in WAV audio format were being stored on an unsecured server. The EU Council has agreed to the EU Copyright Directive, which includes provisions designed to make websites liable for uploads in certain instances and limits on what snippets websites may display from news organizations without seeking a license. Finland, Italy, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, and Poland were the only countries to object to the directive. It now goes to committee and then on to an EU Parliament vote in March or early April. The UK's National Cybersecurity Centre determined there are ways to mitigate the security risks in using Huawei's 5G infrastructure, according to sources speaking to the Financial Times. While not commenting specifically on the story, the NCSC stated that it had, quote, a unique oversight and understanding, end quote, of Huawei, and expected the company to address engineering and security concerns brought by an oversight board last year, and that it is exploring a range of options for UK's 5G deployment. Ghostery published a study last Friday showing theirs and other ad blocker extensions had sub-millisecond impacts on Chrome network requests, disputing the need to change how ad blocking extensions work in Chrome. The Chrome team has modified its plan to require extensions to use declarative net request API instead of the older web request API. The block list limit will now be raised, and dynamic block lists will now be allowed. Huawei founder and CEO Ren Zhengfei gave interviews to the BBC and CBS this week. He told the BBC, "Even if they persuade more countries not to use us, we can always scale things down a bit." He also said, "Our company will never undertake any spying activities. If we have any such actions, then I'll shut the company down." He told CBS that it is not possible that Huawei equipment has a backdoor. However, the information reports it. Sources say Huawei engineers met with the makers of a sensor for the Apple Watch in order to press for details on how it was made. The supplier says didn't tell them anything. The information reports that Huawei rewards employees with bonuses pegged to the confidential value of information they collect for the company. Huawei said it respects third-party intellectual property and requires suppliers to uphold a high standard of ethics. Finally, in an announcement to the Australian Parliament, Prime Minister Scott Morrison stated that an investigation into a parliamentary hack showed that networks for the Liberal, Labour, and National political parties were all affected. Mr. Morrison clarified that there is no evidence of interference for the upcoming national elections in May. The government believes these attacks come from a sophisticated state actor, though. As a result, electoral commissions have been briefed in all states and territories, and the Australian Cybersecurity Center will make technical experts available to any political party or electoral body. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.